Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. And you can also hear me downloading the River Network app and then click River Talk. I'm also on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality. We had reports regarding the audio quality of the Facebook live stream, and thank you for the feedback. Again, I'm here by myself, and so I have no earthly idea what's going on. There is no producer. There's no nothing. It's just me. And I got some text messages saying that the audio is not good to the Facebook live stream. That problem is on this end. I figured it out and corrected it. My apologies to everyone, but again, you know, we don't have a producer, so this is just, you know, this is the radio that that we do here. So apologies, my bad, absolutely my bad, and it has been corrected, and I am sorry that you missed any part of this. I know it's you can still hear her, but it was difficult, that first part, but that was absolutely on me. But download the River Network app and then click River Talk. And it's only Monday. Jesus. What has happened to my career? Anyway, but I do have a great guest. She is a patriot activist. She's from the Fulton neighborhood of Wheeling. She is Carly Dittmar. And you are actually trying to help the homeless. A lot of people think that you're out to get them, but you actually are trying, you honest to God, actually are trying to help them. And they know this because they talk with you.
Exactly. And I told them, I'm trying to get you help, but not like this. Mm-hmm. When I asked that young woman, you know, what are you going to do if the flood comes up? Is anybody
when the flood comes? When?
Well, yeah, we don't know. Nobody's been down here, but my main concern is that we're going to lose Dr. Norman Wood. He's already working with another city council. This is the man, the expert with the answers.
I had him as our special
exactly.
guest.
Great and guy, yes, very our city council said yes, we back him. Well, then they need to make some phone calls. People are so afraid of offending this side and that side. Well, you're not going to get anything done because you can't please everybody.
Well, Wheeling City Council actually does nothing, even when
they
it comes
nothing.
To the ground feeding
they
of the
talk,
cats or whatever.
They talk, they
and
talk.
They kick the can down the road
and
every time.
That's all changed because the room was full. You can't get people there about big issues like this homeless.
Yeah.
But for cats, and as soon as that issue was over, they walked out because they don't care about anything else that's
Absolutely.
Going on in the city.
They don't care about children's health because
no.
those cats, you know, feral cats, rabies for God's sake, plus feces all over the place. They don't care about human beings.
The kids, they don't care about the kids.
They really don't. But back to the homeless here and Wheeling City Council. So you spoke with a lot of, how many homeless people have you spoken with?
Well, I've actually gone down to the Life Hub also. Mm-hmm. And people are actually afraid to stay there. They said, we have the homeless watching the homeless. They
what?
Have a person that checks in.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to get all kinds of backlash about this, but I guess now they have to sign in for some time now, and the more people that sign in, the more money they get.
From where?
From grants, is what I was told.
Uh-huh.
So I actually witnessed people signing in and leaving, and I heard the people that are there in charge, just for the short amount of time they check in, are also writing names in of people that are not there.
And nobody is overseeing this.
No, they're actually doing it. They're the ones doing it.
My God.
And I don't care what anybody says. She's wrong. She's crazy. People living there are telling me their life stories.
Well, what are they telling you?
Well,
this
we're
the
not,
new, this the new flop house in downtown Wheeling.
The Life Hub.
Oh, it's a flop.
Now it's going to
flop. It's a flop.
Exactly.
House.
That's exactly what
yeah.
they said.
Yeah. And they say, and I warned everyone that they're going to change the rules. They want to make it seem at the beginning that, oh, it's going to be very tight, and it's going to be standards and this, that, and the other. I said, it's all BS. It's always BS. And now they're saying, well, now we got to keep it open till July. Till July, because of, you know, whatever. And it's going to be, it's already going to be
year-round.
Only year
for
round.
Women, I understand. But today. I saw men down there last night.
They lie about everything.
I've got pictures. They're men down
they
there.
They lie about everything in Wheeling government. And this flop house is another great example of that. They're giving the city taxpayers, what, $100,000 or something to this thing? It's just, I mean, it never
This
ends,
is
Carly.
Just a spinning wheel, and like Norman Wood said, until we actually get these people separated, get the ones cleaned up that can get a job, get the ones that are mentally ill, and they are. I'm sorry, it's not their fault.
Right, right. Now, they're already in prison. I had Dr. Norman Wood here. Wood or Woods? Is it singular or plural? Wood or Woods?
Wood.
Wood, singular. A very impressive guy, I must tell you. Very impressive guy.
Yes,
had him on
yes.
for the full hour. He made a very compelling case for take the homeless criminals who are already in prison, in jail, move them to a state mental hospital or create a
where
local
they're gonna get some
mental
help.
Hospital, keep them there for a year. They're still under government control.
Right.
And it takes about a year to clean up their brains.
But right there is why I wanted our city council to meeting, because we need their backing to work on our governor.
Right.
Now, I worked up until the day before the election for every one of these candidates.
Even Denny?
Even Denny.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
You can't get a hold of any of them.
Denny Magruder doesn't return your calls?
Oh, Denny does. But Denny is such a nice guy that he wants to please everybody.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't pleased me, I got to tell you.
Well, you can't do it like this. Yeah. If everybody loves you, you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
We need to get somebody's attention. But today I'm going to make some phone calls that are going to be important about these kids. But I'm not saying who until it's done, because you know how these tree huggers will get ahead of you. And I don't care what they come in here after me and say, Carly didn't take pictures after a fire. Mm-hmm. And you know what they're burning? I've got it right there. They're burning clothes. They're burning blankets.
What?
Yeah. Look at my pictures. That's their burn pit.
Why are they burning the stuff that people donate to them?
Well, they won't get any more from me. And I used to give them those big industrial bags and park at Perkins and hand it to them when they were standing on the street.
Right. Why are they burning the stuff that we're handing them?
Because they have too much. It's just, you see, it's a mound full of clutter. It's a mess. And now it's all on the side of the bank. You know, people look at it and you see this, like this place would just be covered. But then look down over the creek bank and it's from one end of the bank to the other. The water comes up. It's everywhere.
And the EPA, all these people who claim they care about clean water and streams
the
and everything.
EPA, the health department, they've got clothes hanging on lines down there. Where'd they wash them? In the creek? Babies now. You see the buggies? I see them going past my house.
What about the Wheeling, Ohio County, Wheeling health department? Where's Howard Gamble with all this?
You tell me. But I'm going to go above that today.
To who? Who's above Howard Gamble? The county commissioners? Certainly not the mayor. Who?
Let me make my phone calls first.
It's Patrick Morrissey. You're going to call
Oh, I'm going to get a hold of him and Mike Stewart. But no, people that take care of children that are in danger.
Okay. So child protective services.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you think they're going to care about the homeless?
Well, if they don't, they need to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Then I'll be calling Elon Musk.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus, this is absolutely. When you call Elon, tell him Dimitri said hey, if you would
I'll
please
him
tell him
on
I'm
show.
On Twitter. I'm
I'll
on
have
Twitter.
Him on your show.
That would be a great get. I would appreciate that. I really would.
He probably would actually come on.
He probably actually wouldn't. But give it a try. Tell me, when you're interviewing these homeless people, what else do they tell you? What are some of the surprising things they tell you? This is fascinating, because a lot of people in the public think that you hate the homeless and you're out to get them, but even the homeless understand you're actually trying to help them get real help.
And so on 18th Street, this woman was, I think
the
I told you.
The flop house, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, this was the camp.
The camp.
And she was kicked out of her apartment.
Yeah.
And I said, well, wouldn't that be the landlord's issue, not yours, that you're thrown out and put here with your dog in a cage, your son's still in school?
Yeah.
one guy said, I think they're trying to kill us off. I said, what do you mean? They give us clean needles. They give us all this drug paraphernalia.
Wait a minute. They give you drug paraphernalia in addition to the clean needles?
That's what I was told. I don't know what it would be. Now, I know in the other cities, they give them bags of things. I don't know what it is. But he said, but they give us drug paraphernalia and clean needles. He said, maybe they're trying to kill us off. You know, I'm still upset this winter with the IV hanging on a man at that camp in Fulton in below zero weather and a doctor saying, well, nobody's died yet. I went, is this the idea? So maybe you can get more money, more grant money? Is that what we're waiting for? Somebody to die?
Somebody with a bag, an IV, a
drip?
There
was a man, a doctor, or a Wheeling doctor.
Which Wheeling doctor?
Mercer?
Yeah, you heard Mercer say this?
Oh, I text Justice Hudson right now, and I said, did he actually say?
Where did he say this?
Down at the camp.
And you heard him firsthand?
Yeah.
You were there, you heard
no,
Mercer?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh,
no,
Wait a minute. Well, wait a minute then. How did you hear this?
On here. It was in the. It was written in an article. And he said, well, nobody's died yet.
So it was a. Are you saying this was a direct quote?
Yes, I think it was actually on Justice Hudson's editorials. You know, Justice Hudson, the freelance left winger.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, look him up, Justice Hudson.
All right.
Nobody has died yet. I went, Justin. That's it. I'm done. Wow. I said, what is the point of all this? Are they down by the creek so somebody drowns? And, oh, we've got to do more for these poor people. Yeah, we do. Get Dr. Norman Wood.
Yeah.
Because we're going to lose him. He's already working with another county.
Which county is this?
I can't remember, but it's with their city council. So, see, our city council said, yeah, we'll back him. But that was it.
And they have no excuse. I mean, he was on the air here for an hour making
Do you know
case.
That I asked him to speak? And, well, we don't want to give him 20 minutes. I said, you give the tree huggers. I said, you give the woke.
It's still 3 minutes. I mean, that's the limit.
They give these people 20 minutes.
What?
If you're a green person and want to plant trees, if you're talking about DEI, if you're talking about the way people should wear their hair, they get 20 minutes.
For the public,
to stand in front of city council.
You got to be kidding me.
So he said, well, we don't want to give him 20 minutes.
Who is they? Who said
Mr.
that?
Mr. Magruder.
And Denny did not want to give him
he
the
said
same time he gives tree huggers?
Ben wasn't happy about it and somebody else.
Who cares?
I said, we don't care. We are the ones that put you up there. We are the ones that are telling you what we want.
Right. And that
so you know what they did?
What?
They didn't want the public to hear him. They talked to him before the city council meeting. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Before the city council meeting.
And then they did nothing.
And then did, oh, we back him, we back.
What are they doing
Why didn't you let the citizens hear Dr. Norman Wood and tell you what we wanted?
Well, if they're actually backing him, then what the hell are they doing? Because this is news to me.
Nothing. They need to get on the phone, call Patrick Morrissey, Mike Stewart, yada, yada, yada.
State Senator Mike Stewart,
yes.
Former U.S. attorney, very good guy. Very, very good guy.
I mean, I could say I like you, but then, no, I'm never coming on your show.
Well, a lot of people say that.
But I'm just saying, how's that helping you?
Denny Magruder said that during the campaign. Oh, he was all for me, you know, helping him, and I was there at his big thing at Generations. And then we talked afterward, and he said, well, I don't really need your help. I'm not going to, you know, and then he ends up going on Steve's program. Steve Novotny, who is a great guy, is on 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time here. I think advertised on his show as well. So he told me one thing, was very appreciative of the free help that
right.
I gave him. And that said, we, you know, my brain trust says we don't really need you to run for mayor. You know, thanks, but, you know, no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
And he did win.
Yeah.
But it was like, dude, that's how you treat people who helped you? That's how you treat them?
And people listen
to
you.
And this is Denny Magruder.
I know.
But it was like, really, Denny? I couldn't. When he told me this, my jaw dropped.
I have an out-of-towner that said to me last week, why don't you get Dimitri in on this issue?
I've been on it.
No, it's a different one.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to think what it is. I got somebody on my plate.
Well, you've got to know what it is if you're going to bring it up on my show.
I do know what it is, but I'm telling you, Dimitri, you don't understand the phone. Every week after the city council meeting, I hand him my phone and ask him, what are you going to do about this? Wait. texts that I get.
Yeah.
So just ask me off the cuff, but they said, why don't you get, and it was Joseph Early that said it.
Joe Early, okay, what does he want?
No, he's helping me. He's helping me. What the heck was it? Oh, my playground in Fulton.
All right, what about it?
It hasn't been touched since 1970. My bridge.
Talking on the microphone.
My Baker Street bridge that the DOH said that needed to be replaced 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Dave Palmer's got his second bridge. It was still usable. He's got six pickleball courts.
Six?
Six. Whew. I said, could you please tell Ben Seidler how you're doing this? Yeah. And I said, I'm not mad at you.
Ben Seidler is just, you know, he's
good. A waste.
Yeah, he talks a good game.
He's a waste.
But he doesn't.
And I don't
do
care, Ben, if you hear me or not. We've had it out. We've hugged and kissed, but I don't trust him.
You kissed Ben Seidler?
No, I'm just saying hugged and make up.
Jesus, I just had
breakfast. He's got enough. I don't know.
Oh, my God. All right. More with Carly Dittmer. She is a patriot activist from the Fulton neighborhood of Wheeling. We are talking about the same problems. We could do this show. We probably have done this show for the past 10 years.
Exactly.
They just kick the can down the street. They don't want to make any decisions, even about feeding stray cats that could cause spread rabies and everything else and harm our children. And nothing happens.